Jay Ratliff now joins us from daytradefund.com to take a look at the market and our money. And speaking of money, wow, this big dock worker strike could potentially cost $4 or $5 billion to the American people with their strike right now. We're in day two, but they're saying if this goes much longer than a week or two, it's going to get really ugly. Jay, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
So do you think the market's reacting to this yet? Have they indicated that, all right, we're just going to watch, or they are already getting a little nervous?
Well, I don't know if nervous would be the word. We had a little bit of volatility yesterday, but when we looked at the Dow was down less than half a point, okay, 173 points. So I learned decades ago, anytime there's an event, the best way for me to gauge how serious of an event it is to watch the market. If the market starts to drop a lot, okay, there's a great deal of concern, it's something to pay attention to. If not, no. I mean, when the war with Russia and Ukraine first broke out, kept an eye on that because it might have impacted some oil stocks. Not much of a reaction. We have Israel attacked. Not much of a reaction. We've got the dock worker strike. Not much of a reaction. We have this unbelievable, horrific storm that comes through last week. Again, very little reaction. So there's two things that are going on right now. There's a lot of confidence in the market. But JT, it's overconfidence, and that's scary to me because a lot of people that have cash on the sidelines are saying, look, I see all these people, friends of mine, making money. Well, keep in mind, they're saying they're making money. They may not be. But the idea is the Dow's now 42,000. I was going to get in when it was a little bit under that, and I've really missed out. So this emotion of the fear of missing out causes a lot of people to just run in when they should be waiting. And put their money in on stocks that many of which are so overpriced that it's just asking for trouble. Now, I see Warren Buffett and I see a lot of other billionaires been doing something for the last 4 to 5 months that to me is alarming. They're selling their shares. They're selling their stock. These are individuals that make a great deal of money. In fact, their fortunes on buying stocks when they're on sale. So when I see a lot of these individuals that are doing this, I'm thinking, why? Is it something because they're thinking, okay, if Harris is successful in winning the presidential nomination or the election, is the economy going to be in such a state that it's going to be reflected by the stock market? Is that it? Or are they just thinking that, you know, the time for a slight correction might be at hand and they're trying to time that? I don't think so. That would be stupid because most of these individuals take the steps they do based on things they see coming and definitive trends that they can see in advance and then, you know, plan accordingly. And right now, in my opinion, now's not the time to be running into the market with any extra cash. If you've got that, do what Warren Buffett's doing, keep it on the sidelines.
Well, you talked about where these other people are on the other side of this before the Warren Buffett comments, in that we've got a big amount of people going, 42,000, oh yeah, you know, is this a false sense of security, if you will, on the positive side of things, that this bubble we're seeing in a positive direction is actually a fake bubble, and Warren Buffett sees it, and there's going to be a pin that's going to pop this bubble, and it's going to be ugly.
Well, Warren Buffett's made some questionable decisions over the years that many of them involve transportation stocks that I knew that he was going to get burned on, and he did. But for the most part, look, you can't bet against Warren Buffett and some of these other people because they're right way more often than they're wrong. And sometimes they do err on the side of caution. But the idea that there's almost an arrogance to this market that says we can take anything that throws at us. Well, when you've got a market that's in that kind of a state, when it does see a bit of a drop, a correction in the panic, then all of a sudden you've got issues. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You and I are talking in the second day of October. When you look at the top 20 worst days in Wall Street history, going back to the Great Depression, 45% of those days happened in October. So investors are not going to say, well, because it's October, something's going to happen. No, but they know the history of this market. October has been the worst month from a catastrophic standpoint of any other month of the year.
Yeah.
And if things start to turn south, they're going to remember it's October. That's going to feed the panic, which could cause stocks to go further. So It's going to be an interesting month, my friend, as we kind of watch things and see how things go, and we'll see where.
Speaking of watching, you know, here in the fourth quarter and coming into the end of the year, Fed Chair Powell is indicating somewhat of a gradual rate coming. So, where are we at on that? What's that all about?
Well, we got the one in September. People are like, "Oh, hallelujah! We're going to be getting massive rate cuts for the next several months, and we'll be back down to lower interest rates in no time." Jerome Powell's like, time out here, guys. The inflation's still here. The economy's still struggling a bit. Mm-hmm. And our rate cuts are going to be gradual over time. So people that were looking for massive rate cuts coming quick, not going to happen. Jerome Powell wanted three, in essence, 25 basis point rate cuts at the beginning of the year. He said, if I have that by the end of the year, I'll be happy. He's done two of those, if you will, with one interest rate cut at a half point. But we'll have to wait and see. Jerome Powell's a very patient individual. He's not going to do a lot of things fast. And for a lot of people that wanted to return to those lower interest rates, they're going to have to wait a while.
All right. Very good. Jay Ratliff, daytradefund.com. Thank you, Jay.